We're the station that focuses on things on your mind, WGNS, and this is Rutherford Issues.
All right, time for us to head to the phones and welcome in Mary Ann Macacow. Mary Ann joined us, it's been a couple of months ago, I guess, and told us about all the great things on her website, becausehopematters.com, and shared with us some interesting stories, and now we're going to kind of get an update here. I hope you had a great Christmas, by the way, Mary Ann, did you?
Thank you. I did, Brian. How was yours?
It was great. Can't complain. And, you know, we had a chance to catch up with you a few months ago, and you were talking about all the great things that you're doing and the books, and kind of give us an update for those who maybe do not remember the interview. You were actually here in studio with us in Murfreesboro, and we just missed each other last week. So kind of give us an update on what you're doing and your recent trip to Murfreesboro.
Thanks, Brian. Yes, we came into Murfreesboro as part of a Operation We're Going to Love You Through It project. That website is operationlove.net. You remember last time I was in the studio, we were talking about my book, When Your Mom Has Cancer, being featured in Martina McBride's video, mm-hmm. I'm Going to Love You Through It. And at the time, I was trying to find the woman holding my book in that video. Well, not only did I find her, but we connected and became friends, so to speak, and ended up at the Inspirational Country Music Awards together, getting to share that along with the survivors from the After Breast Cancer Program at your local YMCA there. And as a result of that, Tara Bowman, who founded the Operation We're Going to Love You Through It, decided on her story of going through cancer and having the support that she did, she wanted to bring that same support back to cancer patients facing chemotherapy during the Christmas season. So she began this Operation Love project and invited me to be a sponsor and be part of the project. So we distributed here in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, stockings to cancer patients. And then I got on a plane to come up to Nashville to do the same there. And in that group of 12 that we're distributing at St. Thomas Hospital, we also had Martina McBride alongside us.
How exciting was that?
It was very exciting and very meaningful, Brian, because having that small group of an intimate group of giving back and loving on cancer patients and having it be in that framework of how the books begin about touching lives personally and individually and about the journey of cancer, it just put it all right back in that framework. So it was absolutely beautiful.
Now, I noticed when you go to operationlove.net that you're actually quoted right there on the very front. This thing happened so quickly, didn't it?
It really did. That all came together within 3 weeks. Tara got the inspiration, the founder of the project, and she had read an article that I wrote about instrumental compassion and called me and said, I'd really like to use your quote and put that on the website page. And then we just ran from there. She went to 5 states, and I really don't know exactly how many she ended up covering. It spread very fast. And as you can see from the stocking deliveries, I believe at the end of the project, she's going to be well over 1,000 stockings given to cancer patients during the week of Christmas.
Now, that brings to mind, going through an illness such as that during the holiday season, because the holidays can be, you know, very bright, and then they can also be on the very opposite side, very dark and depressing for people. And I would think especially those who are going through an illness such as cancer.
Yes, very much so. And yet there's that hopeful inspiration by others sharing love in a simple moment. And that's what this was about, mm-hmm. that it didn't take more than a minute or two or five, depending on how much we spoke to the patients, to share that stocking that was filled with 11 items to match Martina's number 11 album, and to just love on them and take a few moments to let them know that even though they're going through something difficult, they're not forgotten. We're thinking about them in that same season. And the same goes for the troops that are still facing deployments in this period of time.
We are talking to Mary Ann Macacow, who is joining us by phone. And becausehopematters.com is her website. We're also talking about some information you can find on operationlove.net. you said, I want to go back to, you wanted to find who had your book. Talk about your book in that Martina McBride video. Talk about your book and how that led you on this this journey. It's an amazing journey to know that now that we know the rest of the story, if you will, coin a phrase used way back when, it's just very interesting to know the different paths that you are led on, and you never know where you're going.
Yes. 2 years ago this month, the first title, When Your Teacher Has Cancer, was published for my best friend who lives there in Murfreesboro and teaches at Middle Tennessee Christian. And, you know, that began as an inspiration to help her to go through cancer. And then that book led to the series of the Little Pink books, and then the next series of books, the Little Patriot books. And it's interesting to watch what happens when you set out to bless other people's lives, how it just blossoms into bigger blessings and more contacts and pouring out more hope in people's lives in different directions, such as we see here with Operation We're Going to Love Them Through It.
Not only that, but the fact that the book came about, and then from the book, just because the book was in a video, that inspired you to try to find who that person was, and then you get involved with with this latest project, Operation Love. I mean,
yeah.
Wow.
It's all quite mind-blowing sometimes. it's so interesting to watch what unfolds, because my only purpose in contacting the woman in the video was to thank her for holding my book and sharing it with the world via Martina's video. And then out came this other blessing of being involved in this project, Operation Love. So I'm just so impressed by how one thing continues to lead to another, and just almost like it's just a point of footsteps. And it's so interesting that when I was on the plane going up to Nashville, there were these just continual sequences of 11 happening. Tara originally emailed me for the project on the 11th of November, 2011, asking me about being part of it. So there you have the 11-11-11 matching Martina's album 11 and the inspiration of the 11 songs on the album. And then I get to the airport and realize that I'm going out on a runway that's marked with marker 11 on the flight path, and then my seat on the next flight is 11A, and my departure time is 11 a.m.
Does that make you kind of, how does that make you feel to realize that? I mean, a lot of times we go through parts in our life where things hit us, but I mean, you just kind of seem to get it over and over and over again. Is that reassuring? Is it scary? Is it both?
It's really not scary. It just makes me smile, and it reassures that I'm on the right path. You know, sometimes we can get ahead of ourselves and start to think, oh, gosh, do I have this in order? Is this correct? Or am I headed the right way? And I continually get those markers that reassure me that I am on the right path. And I just think of them almost like kisses on the cheek from God. This is a confirmation. You're doing exactly what I want you to be doing.
What inspires you to keep going with this? Because I mean, it all started with a book that you wrote because a friend had cancer and she was a teacher. Why keep going? What drives you to continue?
The people that I come in contact with almost on a daily basis. People will say to me, "That's such dark topics. You know, why do you want to continue when these topics are so tough?" But what you learn along the way as you interact with people is that there are so many miracles and sparks of hope right in the middle of the darkness, that if we stay focused on how heavy it is rather than the lives that are touched, we miss all those miracles in between. And I'm constantly filled as I pour out hope. It just keeps coming back at me and filling me up, and all I can do is keep giving more, because it just drives you and inspires you to want to do more. The more you do, the more you want to do.
Marianne, what is ahead for you now that we're embarking on a brand new year? What does Marianne McAcow have up her sleeve in 2012?
I have been recently very blessed by having a marketing team come on board with me, now having an agent and a publicist. I expect things to take off in a different direction, but also much in the same direction. And as that frees, as their work frees me up to concentrate more on speaking and writing and really being there for the people that I interact with, that means that more can even be done than it's been done before. So I'm looking very forward to that. We have the new title of the Alzheimer's book that is on a media, nationwide media tour this month through the 1st of March, which is When Your Grandma Forgets. That will be launched to the public on March 2nd. We have an event here occurring in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, with my co-author flying in and having a very intimate press event over that book and over its ability to touch lives with hope, even in the midst of Alzheimer's. So there are many projects on our plate. I'm very, as I said, blessed to have a team now that's going to help me with this. So we just expect to grow and be able to do much more than we have in the past 2 years.
Well, it sounds like you're embarking on an exciting new, every day is exciting for you, it sounds like.
It is. It's a journey that I didn't expect. It's not where I would have pictured myself even 4 years ago.
Yeah.
But I am just so thrilled with the idea of having it laid in my lap and being able to do it and being honored to do it. That's the other part of writing about these difficult journeys, is it constantly keeps you humble. You stay focused on the heart of the matter, which is what I saw with Operation We're Going to Love You Through It, Martina interacting with each cancer patient and being there for them in that moment as we were distributing the stockings. Her heart was on her sleeve, and that's what I love about this work. It continually puts your heart on your sleeve.
I want to give you the opportunity to tell us where we can find a lot more information. I know we kind of go through it rather quickly, but websites, Facebook, Twitter, any of that information you want to pass along to us, Mary?
Yeah, it's all there on becausehopematters.com. Right on the bottom of the opening page are the links for Twitter and Facebook. We've now combined the Facebook pages. Instead of having separate pages for the Little Pink books and the Little Patriot books, we have a Hope Matters page. All of that, as I said, is linked right there on the website. People can click on the books and open them up and look at them, see the illustrations, see the journeys of hope inside those books, and even order them on the books, look at my blog. Everything to contact us is right there on the page of becausehopematters.com.
becausehopematters.com is where you can find all of the information. Mary Ann, thank you so very much for being with us today, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Happy New Year, Brian. I look forward to seeing you in the near future.
Sounds great. Mary Ann Macacow joining us today. Again, the website is becausehopematters.com. That's where you can find more info. We're going to take a break. Come back and wrap things up here on WGNS. You're listening to Rutherford Issues on a Monday. Right now, 46 degrees. A check of the forecast coming up, too.